Freshfin Radio, this is Gonzalo Suarez reporting from the 8th edition of Fest Ancha. I'm sitting here with its artistic director, Maros Brollo. I hope I pronounced everything correctly.
Yeah, you did. Hi, everyone.
Okay, so first of all, we have to say that today it was the award ceremony, so it's the last day of the festival. How did it go?
Well, I think it went quite well. We had quite a lot of prizes and quite a lot of special mentions, and I think that our juries actually selected some pretty interesting films. Quite a lot of them are actually well known already, but I think that a lot of them deserve to be awarded because, like, they're one of the best in the world in the last 2 or 1 years when they're touring around and having their festival circuit. So I'm really happy about the results of our awards.
I think all the juries actually awarded also special mentions, so yeah. They kind of were, you know, they couldn't make a strong decision just for one film.
Yeah, well, I think the special mentions are actually quite important because when you decide on the main prize, like, you don't have the freedom to decide on your own. So this is what I think the special mentions are for, like, to make or pick or, like, to handpick your personal favorite. So yeah, and they were also quite interesting. Like, you can actually see how the people think and what are their personalities from the types of films that they select. So it's always interesting to wait for the results, and then you just wonder on the results and how they went.
Okay, so you have been working for the festival. This is your third year, your second year as artistic director. How was the evolution of the festival throughout these years, and what is the main focus on this? This is an animation film festival, but I guess that you have particular interests so that you define yourself within the panorama of the film festivals around the world.
So in the beginning, I basically had to connect on the type of programming that was already established during the years before I started being the artistic director. And actually it wasn't that hard because I think that the programming was, like, set up really in a really good way, and basically I just continued with it. But there were also some changes that I felt that some things can be improved. We had to enlarge the festival because we wanted to apply for Creative Europe funding, and one of their main conditions is to have several types of films. Like, you have to have, for example, 70% of the program has to be from European Union, and you have to have at least 250 or at least 400 films, depending on what kind of funding you want to get. And then I always felt that there were, like, we were missing, for example, the national focuses, or we were missing the borderline animation stuff, and I wanted to promote this sort of a little bit more. So this is what I started focusing on last year. So last year we did a huge German focus. This year we're doing a huge Estonian focus. And next year I'm thinking about doing a focus on Baltic countries because, like, they are really, really interesting, and then they have quite a lot of quality stuff and great studios over there. So that might be, like, really attractive.
One of the main interests of the festival, in my opinion, is actually the venues. The venues are really, really original. I have never seen venues like the ones you have here. Can you explain to our audience what those venues are?
Yeah. So we have two main venues, and both of them are very special, and they have a really cool backstory. The main venue of the whole festival is Stanica Žilina Zarečje, which is actually a train station. And the train station is, like, still working. There is a little local train still running around, and people are still using it. And this venue was actually rented from the city for a symbolic fee, 1 euro, by the NGO called Trutzferik, which are our main co-organizers. And so, yeah, they rented it from the city and, like, completely reconstructed the whole place. And right now it's one of the most important cultural centers in the whole Slovakia. So every year they have a really huge program. Almost every day through the whole year they have concerts, exhibitions, lectures, screenings and stuff like that. And then once a year we come here for 5 days and we do the festival, which is basically the biggest event happening on Stanica Žilina Zarečje. And then we have the second venue, which is a neological synagogue in the center of the city. It's called the New Synagogue in Žilina. and this is also being reconstructed by Trutzwerk, by the NGO that I mentioned, and this is where our Game Days program takes place. So it's a really beautiful synagogue that's still being reconstructed, so this is sort of interesting. Like there are still places you can't access because it's still being, you know, they're still working on it, and it should be finished in 1 or 2 years, but it's usable nevertheless, and like it has the central place of the whole thing. It's really, really nice, and we have our opening ceremonies there, and the game days and the lectures about video games are happening over there.
You spoke about video games. How does Festanča try to introduce video games within the festival? Which is your philosophy behind that project?
Yeah. So, well, this is actually one thing that I didn't mention when you asked about the changes in programming when I started to be the artistic director. So this is a thing that I brought to the festival. Like, we established Game Days last year, and this is the second edition. And in terms of programming, right now Pavel Budaj is actually programming the whole thing, because like he's basically the most educated and most competent guy in the whole Slovakia, and he knows everyone, and he has a really great talent on searching for great speakers and great guests. And the main idea was to sort of, on one hand, to introduce video games in sort of a different way, like not only they're not only, at least from my point of view, about shooting people and driving cars and I don't know what, but they also can be thought-provoking, and they can also communicate some important messages. So this is what we're trying to emphasize. And yeah, and this year we actually extended the whole focus of the game days on the Visegrad region, which is Hungary, Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, and we also added Austria because the situation over there is really similar. And so we have speakers from all these four countries, but we also try to connect these two worlds, like animation and the animated film community, together with the video game community. So this year we started doing one-on-one meetings with local video game makers, producers, I don't know, lead artists and stuff like that, and we tried to introduce them to animation filmmakers. So what we did was sort of this speed dating thing, when everyone had 10 minutes and they had to like change tables every 10 minutes and speak to each other and introduce their projects, and hopefully something really interesting will come out of that, because there's like this common situation right now in animated film industry, when many filmmakers want to do video games because they're like trying to do these cross-media projects, and they want to attach some kind of an application or video game to their TV series. But in Slovakia, the animated filmmakers don't really have any experience with video games at all. Like, since they don't play any video games, they really need help with this. So this is what we're trying to provide to them.
So you're not only a festival, a showcase of films, you're trying to become also an industry event.
Yeah, we also have an industry program, but it's mostly like locally focused, and I think that we're not planning to change this anytime soon, because there are several important events around other countries that are really close. Like, for example, Visegrad Animation Forum in Trebon, which is basically the most important industry event for animation in the whole Eastern Europe. And like, we don't really try to fight with them. We sort of, in a way, try to cooperate with them. So we always also invite several guests from these. And I personally also cooperate with the Visegrad Animation Forum as the regional coordinator. So it actually makes sense to be focused only on the national community and national animation industry. So this year we also have the second year of our industry program, where we focus on case studies, since we want to inspire our filmmakers. We have a small pitching forum of Slovakian projects that seems to be really useful, and it's not like it's not focused on trying to search for partners or distributors. I mean, it can happen, but it's not the main focus. The main focus is to search for young animators that actually need to train when they want to go, like, to, let's say, to the Cartoon Forum, which is the biggest animation event in Europe, or let's say to the Visegrad Animation Forum that I mentioned, or to Clermont-Ferrand. They actually need to learn how to pitch, how to present themselves, and all this stuff. And this is what we felt that they're missing in Slovakia, and this is what we're trying to fix with our industry program. And then also we had the third major event in regards to the industry program, which was a roundtable where the local broadcasters, the directors of our national funding scheme, and also some producers from Czech and Slovak Republic were trying to discuss or find some way of cooperation or some way how Czech Republic and Slovakia can co-produce films in the animated film industry. Because, let's say, for example, both of the funding schemes in Slovakia and also in Czech Republic are extremely different, and they sort of need to be synced in a way, because right now it's really hard to co-produce films in both countries. And it's a really weird situation, because like Czechoslovakia was like one country 20 years ago, and we are still extremely close, and we even understand each other in terms of language. Like, we don't even have to speak English. But the funding schemes are not that well thought. For example, in Czech Republic, the funding scheme doesn't support television feature films or television TV series at all. Like, this is commercial for them, and they're not interested in this kind of thing. And in Slovakia, we also don't have a special like sub-program in the funding scheme for these kinds of things, but nevertheless you can apply. So there is like our fund is a little bit more loose in this way. But we have another problem that they don't have in Czech Republic. Their funding scheme is a bit better in terms of supporting feature films and also in terms of supporting animated feature films. And the Slovakian Audiovisual Fund, there's like no chance of producing a feature animated film right now, because the sub-program for animation is too small. There are not enough finances there. And also the TV series filmmakers are also struggling with this. So, like, they can't even apply for the whole TV series. They can only apply for, let's say, two or three episodes. And then in the next call, that will be in 6 months or in a year, they can apply again and again and again and again. So this is something that might be solved when the co-productions would start working a bit better.
What can we expect from Festancha in the future? Do you already have plans for following editions?
Well, I mentioned the Baltic Focus, which is almost like I'm almost 100% decided on that, because there are quite a lot of studios, like for example the Bonobo Studio, which is one of the most important studios in Eastern Europe, cooperating with filmmakers like Theodor Ashev, who was actually awarded this year, and it was actually a co-production with the Bonobo Studio and National Film Board of Canada. And yeah, we'll be also searching for some archival stuff from the archives of these countries, which is always an interesting thing, because we're also interested in this sort of attractive programs like live music screenings and stuff like that. And the archival stuff is often very, very interesting, because for example, advertisements were done in a really, really different way 70 or 80 years ago. And then, yeah, well, we always try to improve our competition screenings. The music videos can be improved. And, yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it that much, because right now I'm still focusing on this edition, and I'll be having a pause for 1 week, and then I will start, because we already have to think it out really fast, because of all the funding programs and embassies that need to be contacted really fast. So yeah, we'll see.
Okay, before having that week pause, we are already listening to the music of the last party of the festival, so I think we're going to join it and ended up the interview. Thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and I hope you had fun.
We really enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Maros. You're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.